Welcome everyone to VR Jungle Podcast. As you can see, we got a whole different look going on, and it looks like I need to fix one thing. It looks like the thing is over in the second over there, but that's fine. There's things that I have changes that definitely will be updating throughout the next couple weeks. This is kind of a test run on something. So this new section right here that we have will be actually flipping through the affiliates that we have part of this podcast. And as always, we're up in this little screen right now. Cuz, I think he might know that we're up in this little screen, but
I see, yes.
Me today is Cuz, my lovely co-host. We do not have a guest today because I made all these changes. I didn't want a guest to be part of it. And there we go, I fixed that. So let's go ahead and talk about our affiliates. As you can see, as who I have pulled up right now is ProTube. This is our number one stock that we use over for Havoc. You can see they have all sorts of stuff, mag tubes. They have a pro revolver where you can put it on your actual controller, and it actually shoots like a real gun, feels like a real gun. So that's pretty cool. So go out there and explore that stuff. And then our number one energy is Dubby. And right here, that's actually kind of funny that this just pulled up. Dragonade is actually one of my favorite flavors. Cuss, I know he just put an order. What flavors did you get?
The banana and strawberry one.
Banana and strawberry one. I don't think I've had that. Is that a new one?
No, it's an old one, actually. They said it was...
Really? My favorite so far is a Dragonade. I don't think I've had the banana one.
It's Monkey Madness. That's what it's called.
I'll have to look at that. I've not had that. And so if you want that extra edge on the game without the jitters, especially when your heart is up, sometimes I shake. Like, I was playing Ghost of the Boar, and I was in some real interactions, and I was literally shaking just because I had so much caffeine in my system as well. And then over here, we got Mr. Ruckup. And I have a pickle, the pick with Ruckup, because I was talking to a Canadian. And I said, so you guys all say decals over there for your decals? And then he said, no, he's crazy, man. And so, Mr. Ruckup, we have to talk about that. That I guess not all Canadians say decals. But anyways, I have
he's
one
French
of his.
Canadian.
Yeah, he's French. Is he from Quebec? That's funny if he would have said that. But so we have the accessories right here. We have the decals that I actually have one. It really improved the look. It's kind of funny because it's like, you know, it's just white and you can put little goofy faces on it. So you can order those from there. And then also he has this right here, which is the Pro Strap. I actually use this as well. It is definitely a one-up from using the typical the strap that comes with the Quest, which in my opinion, there should be an upgradable thing to actually just get the Quest with a Pro Strap. But for right now, Ruckup, they have a nice little Pro Strap right there at a decent price. And then lastly, we have VR Cover. And as always, I will actually remember it's PU leather is what they use. See that? I am remembering. And so as you can see, they have all the various headsets that you can wear. The normal foam stuff that you get from the Quest is not healthy at all for you. You will literally break out if you keep using it, just because if you don't clean it, it's gonna get gross. So other than that, all of these are in the links of in the description. Go check them out. And help this podcast it as well. So now let's move over to the actual live screen here. This is just a screen that we will also be showing articles. This is going to be our new little thing to see engagement of the chat right down below. And then just a little section for us to talk about actual articles again. We used to do that before, but it was kind of heavy on my computer. But look, now we have moving stuff because I got a new computer, and it's pretty freaking balling. Is it good on your end? It looks good? Everything's been good?
It
so
looks
far?
Very good.
All
it's
right.
Very well.
Sweet. So let's move over to the live screen. Look at that. And then don't mind my little PNG images I have right now. I could not find the file of my old files where I made them all white and clear and able to be visually seen. And I'm also going to be doing updates to the actual physical jungle and probably where we sit, make it a little bit different, you know, just a little change. So today,
honestly, if you get that background for our starting screen and use it for this, dude, that's cool. That'd be cool.
I might be able to, but I have to find a way to. I actually thought about trying to use that, Or I might try and find another live active one where like we might have like a tiger behind us every once in a while. I think that'd be pretty
It just
cool. And
crawls behind you. Yeah.
yeah, like, like just something moving around. So we might, since we can actually do animated stuff through the show, I might do that. The one from the starting screen is just so freaking flurry. I just don't want people to get too distracted, So I think
That's fair.
a little bit movement on it I might try and do. A lot of things I want to play with to try and bring the realism of the jungle.
Of course, yeah.
Next thing you come in here, it's just like it's VR Roblox.
Be horrible.
Yeah, so other than that, we like I said, we don't have a guest this week. We took last week off because I actually broke my old computer, and then I had to re-image it. I got it worked, and then I got it to work just in time to have our guest on, which was going to be Scott from Ghost of the Boar. But then he messaged me and he said, "Look,
Time
like
crunch.
we I'm too crunched. They just put out Alpha this weekend. I put in a total of 12 hours and 2 days playing that game. That's how freaking good it is." And so it was definitely worth him not coming on the show because I would have taken an hour out of his time. He might have been distracted. He wanted to get the game out. I get it. So we might eventually still get him on this month. But right now they pushed Alpha. Alpha is still active until I thought he said
It
Wednesday.
is it's free alpha, right, if I
It's
remember
so it's
correctly.
free alpha. The way that it's working right now, it on Steam VR, you get the majority of the content for the alpha. I think that you can still get it from App Labs for Quest. I have it already on there for both editions for Steam VR and
Yeah.
Quest, so I don't
Yeah,
know if
'cause
you
you
can still
purchased
get.
it.
Well, no, I've just been part of the beta since the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not the beta. I've been part of the alpha since alpha was even. Thought even seen in the Discord, but I've been playing PC VR now, so I want to talk about that before we get into the freaking news, man. Like PC VR, like it's
It's a different
changed.
game. I'm telling you, dude. Was I
But guess
right?
what? But
Like,
guess what? I don't have no freaking cord,
yeah, it's still not quality, but
dude.
you
It
know.
is still, dude. It is still a step up from what I was doing.
Yeah, that's fair. I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
So I have no
That's
cords, and like the beautiful thing
fair.
about it, dude, I was playing around with it. I set my stream up, and I realized that I can capture my audio and my game audio without any of my transmitter receivers now. It just all my computer does all the heavy work for me. I don't have to have
That's nice, isn't
extra
it?
freaking
It's
wires.
nice.
Dude, like if anyone is an enthusiast of VR, I think the greatest thing you can do is buy a Quest 2,
Don't
or
listen to him. Don't listen to him.
no,
Do
listen to
what you
me.
think's best.
No,
Do
you
what you think
listen to
is
me
best.
here. And cuz Cuss is gonna say something else, and next thing you know, I'm here. Hold on. I'm doing the cheapest options here, sir. You're gonna be down a rabbit
Okay.
hole of $5,000 if you talk
No.
Cuss.
I said, do what you think is best.
I'm just
I
giving
didn't
an
say
opinion.
anything other
So anyways,
than
from what I have, this,
that.
from my setup, I bought,
She is.
I bought a gaming
Oh,
laptop
fuzzy
because
guy.
I like to move around and view other places, and I like to move my podcast in a certain area, and I like to do my streaming in a certain area. So the gaming laptop was the way to go. And then Quest 2 is very good entry level into PC VR. It actually is. I've heard from other people that it's actually better than Steam's headset, when it comes to the frame rate.
No.
Yeah, I was told that
It's the
it.
same. It's the
No,
exact same. We can go up to 144 hertz, which is 144 frames per second.
I was just told that it's for some reason the Quest handles it better. I was told this by a person that reviews things, so I don't know. I
Who?
don't know. Huh?
Which human? Which
I'm not
human?
throwing out their names. I'm not throwing them under the bus because they might,
Fine.
yeah. It could just be
Fine.
me lying to you right
Don't
now.
tell me. Yeah, I mean, shit. It could be. But
Exactly.
now it does. It is head to head. I think that it can handle certain processes better than others because, you know, the way that Oculus has built their system from the ground up has been for, you know, occupation. Like, making sure everything runs properly instead of, you know, Steam, where it's like, hey, open source, go ahead.
Yeah.
Which it's a good and a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but like,
Yeah, and
Steam
then
could do it so much
we
better.
have Haja in here. Haja is my favorite player to play with
Doing great, Hydra.
on Breachers right now. We play a game in Breachers called Meet in the Connector. It's always a fun game that we have where we go in the second floor and we just attack as hard as possible. And there's a little connector server room that I know that you think you know about, and we try and meet there without dying. And we just murder everybody, and so it's a fun little thing we do.
What if they're top floor?
Then we
That's
then we
bad.
then we can't do it. We can only do it on the second floor. And
That's
then
funny.
I've just been thinking about, like, seeing the chat. I think what I'm gonna do for our live chat.
If you're using Steam, I have an overlay for you that I use. It's really good.
Yeah, so I'm using Steam.
Okay, I got you. It costs
But
11 bucks.
I so here's the thing though. I have the monthly thing. So
The
whatever.
monthly thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I pay monthly for the Streamlabs thing to get extra features. But other than that, I have a chat that's built in is the same for this. So it would be like a cool little overlay. But my thing, what
Yeah,
I'm
you
saying
could.
though, is that we
Yeah.
put it above us on a screen, like a little cool little screen, a little jungle screen.
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, obviously, it's really easy. You just add a text box, and then you just populate it to be the chat.
Yeah, and I want people's opinion when it comes to, like, should we push a desk further back and make us smaller? I want
We
some
could
people that
even run the
watch this.
chat on the sides or instead of above us. That way, we're not
Yeah,
messing with
that's what I was
height
saying. I
and
was thinking
stuff.
about getting a bigger desk, making us smaller during it, pushing us a little bit further away.
Or you could have the chat be on the desk,
That's what
like
I'm
you could
saying.
see.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On the, yeah, on the
Okay.
desk. So that's what I'm
Gotcha.
saying. Bring the desk up, push us back further. So I'll play around with some
Yeah.
ideas. Definitely see how we're doing. But we're talking about the Quest though, and so now let's go over to our handy little new little thing over here. And so I'm pulling
Doom
up the
hacker.
article from IGN. I still need to add the. Don't let me forget. I add these articles to the description because we can get in trouble for copyright. But as long as I put a link in it, then it's theirs. So right here we're switching over. Man, that's so cool doing that. So right here we have that is not the Quest 3 one. That is we don't read that though. So
Wait, I want to
anyways,
see. Oh, I got the delay. Let's see.
it was like
I want to
something
see the.
P Hub. I don't know what. I mean, no, it wasn't.
Wait, so this is Wendy's. Why are you watching that right now?
Okay, so anyways, from AndroidCentral.com.
We don't see it, by the way, if you're trying to do. Oh, there it goes. Never mind.
You can see it now,
Ah,
right?
yes. Tim Cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
So right, no, what are you talking about? What do you see?
Ah, now it's back over. Got you. No, I can see it.
There we
We're
go.
good.
All right.
Android
Cuz
Central.
I
Yep.
think what you're seeing is a delay.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's
Because I
the
have
delay.
DVR mode on right now as well, so people can actually go back and forth during this podcast as well. Thanks,
Ah,
McAfee just bought
yes,
them.
Hydra. Yes, the quest is doo-doo.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, but anyways, let's
Yes.
talk about this. Hyja, don't distract my co-host. So anyways, Quest 3 will launch with 41 new apps and games twice as
That's very
thin as
impressive.
Quest 2. So as you can see right here in the screen, we don't know. I mean, this is like legit. Like, is that what it looks like, or is that like a spoof image of like someone just trying to shrink it?
No, that's probably not the final image, but it's
Yeah.
probably a progress image that somebody was
I
able to
know I'm
get.
buying it. I'm freaking buying it for sure. If it's got, so it says it's got
Nope.
twice as much pass through. It says that, so it has twice as much processing power, has color pass through. The controllers are almost like the pro controllers. So if we go down here, we can actually see the design right here. So
Let me use the Index controllers with the Quest controllers or with the Quest headset, then maybe
dude,
we're
I've
talking.
heard from certain people that the Oculus controllers are the best for gaming.
If you don't like your in-depthness into your game, like your immersion, because in the immersion I can do this, and with a Quest I couldn't.
Yeah,
Unless
yeah,
unless
yeah.
they get their controllers a little better, because you
Yeah.
get the detection for the first two fingers and the thumb are correct, but
Yeah.
however.
So right here is the Quest 3. And then this has been leaked. There was actually a person, I think his name was like Sadly Bradley, I think that's
Oh,
what his
that
name
looks
is.
like
He actually like leaked
the
this
HTC
like a
Vive
couple of weeks ago,
controllers.
and I mean whatever, he found the actual specs and stuff. So we are seeing it come true. It is actually on the Quest app now, that as an image. So we know this is happening. This is happening actually this year. They stopped making another headset this year, but the Quest 3 has been officially proven that it's going to come out later this year. And I could probably see if it's going to be like, so the Quest Pro as well, not the Quest Pro, the Cambria is actually went down to $1,000 as well, which is pretty interesting from the initial, I think, $1,500. So feel bad for the people that were early adopters for a headset that probably shouldn't even hit the market, because in my opinion, the Cambria was, you
It
know,
was all right,
it
but it's
was,
not
it had good
good,
features,
you
but
know?
yeah, but it, you know, people are starting to realize now that this, the VR industry is gaming. It's not really going to be used necessarily for the commercial use yet. I mean it's going to be maybe in the
It
future, maybe in the
depends
future.
because my milit in the military, I got training that used a VR headset, which was fucking dope. Hence, what got me into VR was the military training me with a VR headset. So it's possible. It is. It
I'm
was
not
a
saying
game. It was a game, don't get me wrong, but you know.
I'm not saying that it's not possible. I'm just saying as of right now where we stand, maybe the Cambria was a
Oh
little
yeah.
too soon. Someone has to be first, and they were first at it. So there's nothing wrong with what they did there and what they made. They made a still a really good headset. It just wasn't out of the time. There's still a lot of issues with it right now. I know that the controllers have been having issues
For the Cambria?
for the Cambria. A lot of people say like sometimes we'll be playing games and like one of the controller will just like not want to work anymore, like
Same
loses
thing with
complete tracking.
the HP what was it called? HP had a headset that came out. It was
Really?
absolute. The headset was great. Like the visor and the headset was great, but the controllers would crap out after like 200-300 hours of use time.
Yeah, and that's never good. That's why I prefer like still having just regular batteries in these controllers, because it's just like you can't
Well, it's
just.
not the bat. It wasn't the batteries that crapped out on them. It was the sticks. It was like the actual,
The actual stu oh, it was done.
manufacturer issues.
Oh, so you had to buy a brand new controller every time.
Or you could have got it. You could have used like the HTC Vive ones, because as long as you have controllers that are integrated with Steam VR, the person can still use it. But it's not,
Dude, and these
you know.
controllers are expensive. They're $70 a pop.
Which ones?
The Quest ones.
Huh, that's better. Huh, it's my $120 per
Yeah,
controller,
that's nuts.
not for a set.
No,
What
no,
you
it's
mean?
set. Yeah, $70 for one, and
70. Oh yeah, okay, sorry. It's 120 for a set then, I think.
70 plus 70 is
129.
140.
Well, yeah, but they do a little discount if you buy two
Oh,
controllers. You
really?
get like,
Yeah.
yeah.
So I
So
have
you.
like
So...
one left one because I thought it broke, and then it like started working again after I used the
I did
sprayer in
that
it.
myself.
And
I
so now
did
I have
probably.
like some random left one, and I still haven't bought a right one because they're still working. But I'm just like, I should probably still buy the right one. But now that they've announced the Quest
That's
3,
funny.
then I'm probably just going to wait for that because I'm definitely going to buy it. And I think with them lowering the price of the Cambria to $1,000, I think that the Quest
He's still
3,
gonna get
I think the
still gonna
Quest
get
3 is going to
destroyed.
come in around. I think they're going to probably do different gigabytes again. I think there's going to be maybe a lower end version of it at $500, and then they're going to do a higher end version for about, I would say, no more than $800. And I think that's
Really?
pretty fair.
That's fair. Don't get me
But
wrong.
I'm talking about a higher
It...
end version, one that's probably going to be, you know, to the tits, probably like
Oh,
ha
excuse me. For both Index controllers, it's
Dude,
$279. I was
that's
right. It was a
freaking.
it's 120 per left
Dude, you
and
would
per
think
right.
that
149, excuse me.
headset, those people that made that headset are freaking fiends. Like, it's never dropped price. It is ancient.
Yeah,
It
I
is
don't
ancient
understand.
tech,
It's
and
not
it's,
ancient. It
yes,
works
it
well.
is.
It's still one of the best tethered fucking headsets on the
Here's the
market.
thing. I asked somebody when I knew I was gonna get PC VR, I said, should I just play on my Quest or should I buy the Index?
Play
And guess
Quest.
what?
Wait till you get to
Quest.
Deckard. Wait till you get to Deckard. I would
Yeah.
have told you that. I could have told you that. I love the Index, don't get me wrong. I actually lost a left controller the other day. My left controller, it had like 600, 700 hours on it. I destroyed it and it was drifting and I couldn't play the game. I was like, all right, cool. I chucked the controller. I'm like, I'm not doing the waiting game of here,
Yeah.
go ship your controller. It doesn't. I for $120, or 149, I'm like, I really don't care.
So that
So yeah.
means that if you look at it, the price for an index is $1,000, right?
But that comes with the base stations, the headset, the
Yeah.
controllers,
So what I'm
and the
saying
tether.
though is that with you saying that the controllers are over $200, so you're saying
For a pair.
just the headset alone is probably truly only $600.
$499. $499.
Really? That's it? But
That's
then
it.
everything else that you
And that
need to
includes
come with
tether.
it, everything else that you need with it, the base stations, do you have, like, how many base stations does it come with?
Two.
And you can buy more, right?
Yeah.
So
You
two
haven't been able
base
to buy more for a
stations.
while,
So you're telling
though.
me two base stations and two controllers for the Index is $600, $500.
They upprice their controllers and their base stations. So the base stations are $149 a piece.
Freaking nuts.
And then, so technically speaking, if we really want to, here, let me calculate this, because actually, 150 to it's $300 for two base stations, right? It's two, well, we'll say 275. So it's 575 for just the controllers and the base
Yeah.
station, plus the headset. You're spending an extra $4.99. So technically speaking, you're getting an extra $75 out of them if you really want to go by singular price.
That's ridiculous. I mean, for how old they are, how old the headset is, that's ridiculous.
A lot of it's stock that's just sitting around. Like if you buy a brand new
Then where's
Valve
the
Index
supply and
VR kit.
demand though? It's not like they're having
Oh,
to make.
they're not supplying. So you cannot buy a headset tether for the life of you unless you go to a scalper's. You cannot. There is no supply because they're waiting for the Deckard. The Deckard is literally going to be. That's why you don't see a lot of the
I thought
things
the
going in
Deckard was
stock.
just an index with a module on it.
It kind of is going. I that's what I don't know. Maybe that's what it's going to be. That's why you can't buy tethers. It's because they're stocking,
So what I
for.
guarantee what they're going to do then is that they're going to sell that index. They're going to put a little bit new tech in it. They're going to keep their controllers. They're going to remove the base station and give you a module to the back of your head.
I don't know if there's going to be inside out tracking though. I think they're still going to do base station.
But who,
But
in
I don't know
reality,
though.
who's using inside tracking?
Inside out
Yeah,
tracking?
who's you? Yeah.
The quest is?
I mean, not inside. Sorry, I thought you meant something. I thought you meant like pass through. Never mind. I was no.
Yeah. So the Index does have pass through capabilities. It's just not used
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm
like
saying. Like the pass
it's
through,
more of a station.
like when they
It's
say.
only for mobile headsets. That's why they have pass-through as a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand. Like, I get like there's capability for AR, but like, no one's using Cambria's full color pass through.
No.
The only
It's
thing that I
software
want to
that's not
play
being
through,
used.
the only thing I really want to play through a pass through is like Demio. You know, that'd be cool.
Have you seen that? Have you seen the? There's this. I don't know if it's a thing anymore, but there's this game you can get for the Quest, or some game for some headset. It's like Call of Duty, but like you're in your house and people breach through your doors and stuff. Like it's kind of cool. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've seen it,
That sounds like
but
a
like,
good way to give your outline, like your outline and everything you have to your house to anybody. That sounds terrifying.
I know,
Who's
right?
collecting
No,
this
it's
data?
AI, it's AI only. It's AI only.
Yeah,
I don't know if
let's go
there's
ahead
a
and
whole
give
point.
AI the blueprint and everything to your house.
Yeah, right.
Right?
No,
So
it's
when
only
the
the doors.
robots
It
take
just
over, they know exactly where
detects
your
where the
house
doors
is.
are, and then it pops people in front of you.
Yeah, so basically what the AI are doing is just doing small little
Think
invasions to your house to see
about
how hard it would truly be to kill you.
it. If you have a camera on and plugged into your computer, if you don't have it covered, anybody can just log into your PC with hacks and
And that's why I
look
but
around.
that's why I got a gaming laptop without a camera, because then I have my Logi one to where I can just
And then
like
it's got the
slide it
cover.
and it's got the cover. I can just push, or I just unplug the damn thing and I don't have a camera on it.
Me and my girlfriend call during the nights, so like she's I mean, if you want to call her a stalker, she's my stalker, right?
Stalker. Yeah. Or
She
you know
loves
you're
me.
stalking her. Does she know that you guys are
It's
together?
both. Yeah, she
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So on to
But no, the reason why I think there's no supply right now is because it's all getting pushed to the fucking new headset. And
Yeah, but we don't know the release.
I've said this for a year now, and I know it's true because when I went to go get a tether for my headset, I scalped for it, unfortunately, and I paid like an extra 100, not extra 100, an extra like 25 to the extra 50. But telling you, it's coming.
So
New headset.
talking about the Deckard and talking about new headsets, let's talk about another new headset coming out a lot sooner than anticipated, like a lot sooner.
Is that the big VR or
Oh
whatever?
yeah, we're talking about no the with the IGN link that I sent you. Let's go over to our
Oh,
other screen. Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah. So we're switching over. So this one right here is some very interesting news from IGN. There's many articles about this. It's like dropped like 3 hours ago in all these articles. So as you can see, report Tim Cook greenlit Apple's. If you don't know who Tim Cook is, he is like the main top person. He took Steve Jobs pretty much like his. He's like the spokesperson for Apple. He greenlit Apple's VR headset release over objections of design team. So basically what that means in layman's terms is that the design team is not okay with what is about to be released. And I think that a lot of people are wanting this VR headset like now. So Tim Cook was just like,
They're
I don't
pushing it,
care,
yeah.
I'm pushing it. And then you know why? Because I guarantee Apple will be like, this is whatever, buy this expensive freaking headset. We'll make another one every year. And then guess what? We'll make another one after that again the next year. And then again the next year. And then they're just like the Apple 14, you know?
See, the only issue is that like what it's boasting is a high level of technology. So as long as there's like actual support for it, I think it'll do great. I think it won't have a good start off, or maybe it will have a good start off, but it might, I don't know. We'll see. I think we need to have that level of, hey, this is what we're doing. There's no, I don't care about you and your needs. I care about the product and that you what you're gonna say about us if we put this out now. 'Cause like, come on, man.
But hear this. You got it. I want to read this one point, this little portion from the article that I found that is definitely like a game changer. And a lot of people are still going to buy this VR headset because Apple has a huge cult following to where they have early adopters that will, no matter what it is, if it's Apple and they stamp Apple on it, they're getting it. But for the people that want to even dabble into the VR headset, there's going to be VR enthusiasts and people that do reviews and stuff. I don't even know that if too many people are going to be doing reviews. Apple's going to have to give this damn thing away for free to even get some of the people to do a review. A lot of people didn't even want to buy the $1,500 Cambria when it came out since it was so expensive, but some people still bit the bullet to do reviews on it. And I know even a lot of people are saying with the PC VR too, a lot of people don't want to spend $1,000 there. Well, it's over that. It's like $1,200 for the PlayStation 5 and the headset. A lot of influencers didn't want to spend the money on that. But here we go. Apple has yet to officially announce its mixed reality headset, with the headset reportedly in the works for the last 7 years. Over the last 7 years, rumors have been made about what the headset may include, such as hefty retail price and an 8K display, which we don't freaking need 8K display. While
That's
others
it's a
reports
PiMax
claim the
competition.
headset may require an iPhone. That was the big kicker I wanted to read. May
That's a
re
weird one.
yeah, may require an iPhone to
I mean,
function or feature Apple's M2 chip.
that's like the Facebook, hey, you have to have a Facebook now to play Oculus. Like what, why do I have to have a Facebook account to play Oculus, you know?
But I mean, I could
It's
see them doing
similar.
it.
It's similar. It's similar. Yeah, I could see them doing it too. Like you get more functionality out of this, get you know. But otherwise, what am I to do? You know.
Yeah, and so that is some very interesting news. But anyways, there's another portion in the article. Some people may be thinking that this headset will drop by summer. And so I'm
I could see it because,
very.
like,
But do you think that they're gonna wait till their keynote?
I hope so. I
When they
hope
talk about,
that.
you know, because every year people don't know they have a keynote in July. It's always in July, and they always talk about the new headset, if they're bringing out new earphones, if they're bringing out a new Apple Watch, which they have every single freaking every year they come out with a new iPhone.
New iPhone, new watch,
Yeah, new iPhone, new
new
watch.
iPad.
Yeah, the most exciting thing that I can ever think of. So I'm an Apple user. I love Apple phones. And so next year, if people don't know this, there is actually not because iPhone wants to, but there's actually a law going into effect to where all devices have to switch to USB-C 3.
And I love it. Fuck
Yeah.
them and their fucking special bullshit.
Yeah, and so,
Excuse me, pardon my
and
French.
I don't know, there's some country is the reason for this, and so I
It
think, was it
was
Switzerland, I think?
Switzerland. Yeah, it was a European country, if I
Yeah,
remember.
and so because of that, they just said we're just not gonna make different phones. And you and we it, and it's not a myth either because it is true. Because if you look already on the new Apple tablets, those are already coming USB-C 3 ready. So,
Some of the phones are too.
and I who won what USB-C 3 is the fastest freaking way to charge things. It's the fastest port. It's
So
the fastest
don't get me
for
wrong,
videos.
they had a
Everything.
fast lightning cable themselves, like in their own,
Yeah.
like,
Yeah, I know they did.
but like it just it hurts everybody not
It
having the
does.
common technology.
And like the least the greatest thing they could have done is move away from, you know, the USB to have a USB-C 3 to their freaking fast lightning charge, you know. That was a good thing that they made a switch with to handle that much because a lot of times that much power going to your phone could freaking melt it down.
Could, yeah, or hurt the battery.
So that was the news that I had for this week. Not too much is really going on. No new games have really launched. We're kind of still in the waiting stages of VR for a lot. We have a lot of
Decker,
big news.
Decker,
Yeah, we have a lot of big
Decker.
news coming out. So PSVR 2 just launched. It has been pretty successful. There's a lot of people making great
Did you
videos
see
out there.
the top charts for that? Keep talking.
So
I'll pull
then
up the
we
top charts.
have so we had that launch. And then we have the exciting news for still. We have nothing really new on the Decker. We just know that it will eventually come out. We have the Apple's headset, which I don't truly think it's going to be made for gaming. I think it's going to be more for mixed reality and AR. And then, as you can
I'm
see, the
just
future of
saying
headsets with the
PSVR.
Quest 3 and then that other PS with the other PC VR headset that is literally like glasses. The future is starting to get smaller, and that's the great thing. I mean, if you people don't know, there is a museum where you can go see the very first computer, and it is the size of a garage. So people need to understand that's how technology works. You have to go big first to understand the space that you have, and then you'll just get smaller. And so I think within the next
Just like
five,
everything.
yeah.
Think of clocks. Clocks started out as like the
Yeah,
grandfather clock, and now it's,
exactly.
a tiny watch that is, it has more,
I have such. I have.
an Apple Watch could take you to the moon with how amount of technology it
Dude,
has.
our Apple Watch is like the computing power of like a freaking 90s freaking Windows computer. It more way 10 times more
More than
powerful
that.
than that. Yeah, way
More than
more than
that.
powerful than that. Like, I think our freaking like my watch has cellular. I can text on it. Like, it has more computing power than probably gosh, I don't even know. Like, just normal phone from like 10 years ago.
You know what? I'm proud of PSVR 2's the way that they're handling things with all of their feedback and everything, because a lot of it where they're having simple bugs and everything, they're coming out with patches like this, like snappy, dude. Like I've seen a lot of the complaints originally, and I'm hearing all the praise from, the community that they're actually working on the game. Like they actually care to have their stuff working. And so like I'm proud of them. Not a lot of companies do that. Like
Didn't they have issues with the
Oculus,
controller?
yeah, it was the tracking or something
Yeah.
wasn't correct on them, and so they're fixing it. They've fixed a lot of it, but I don't think it fixed it completely yet. However, they're trying, which I appreciate because Oculus still has many issues to their software that like Steam runs so much better on it.
Apparently, the newest update for Oculus is bringing like settings from Cambria into the headset, so that's pretty
I hope so.
exciting.
That'd be cool.
I think that they oh man, if anyone wants to know what the hell I'm talking about, because I can't remember it, go watch Mateo 311's latest video. He was talking about it. I was watching it just like an hour ago about their newest update. It's either the one that I just watched or the previous one, but he was talking about the newest update that's coming and what they're adding from Cambria, and it's gonna be it's pretty sweet. I can't remember
I
what it
don't know if
is.
it's they need to update their software completely because like
Well, they're going to, and that's what the Quest 3 is gonna do.
yeah.
What's up?
What's up,
What's
Dead Pixel?
up, Dead Pixel? How's it doing? You see, you like Dead Pixel? Do you like the new look here? Let's move over to the screen right here. Nothing is
I
it's
think it's
all
Dead
black
Pixel's
there because
first
I
time.
have nothing pulled up right now, but we have a nice little web screen. I'll just click the web so you can see it. Look at that. If I click the web, we get
You
something.
guys
Right
will
now
have to
we
excuse
have
him. He's very proud.
oh,
He
I'm
loves to.
very
He wants to
excited
show
of
you
this right
guys.
now. So if you start chatting, there's a little chat box now. So hopefully I worked hard on this. So hopefully you really enjoy this.
Hopefully we integrate it properly.
What
And the
has
chat
it?
box isn't there. Oh no.
The chat box is there.
No, it's not
There.
there. He's typing.
Yes,
It's
he's
not there.
typing it. It just showed up.
I don't see it.
Right there, the very bottom.
I don't see it. It's broken.
No, it is not broken. I can see it right in front of my face. It's there.
Telling you, I'm looking on the stream and it's not
All right,
there.
whatever. It'll eventually show up.
Perhaps. But no, welcome to the your first podcast. I'm Cuss. Looks cool though. Yeah, very. I actually love the graphic that's behind it. The graphic looks so cool. Look up. Let's look up some. Oh, look at that! It finally popped up.
Yeah.
You see, it works. Fair enough.
Yeah, it just has
Talking all this crap for the delay.
Yeah, there's just a you there's a small little delay now because I have DVR mode on. So then people can go back and forth while they're watching this. Say they miss something, they want to go back and clip something for us.
I love DVR mode, period, because like not a lot of people do it on streams, and it's
Hey,
insufferable
thanks
when
for
you
the
miss something.
subscription.
It's insufferable when you miss something and it's just not there afterwards. Like you can't go back and watch it because you have to wait till the video's fully produced and out. Like, oh,
Yeah.
I wanted to know what the hell happened.
Right. So, what was I gonna talk? We were talking about something, and then Dead Pixel came in, and I got all excited.
You were talking about how the Cambria update, well, not Cam, our
Yeah,
settings from the
so
Cambria will update
anyways,
into.
yeah, so we
Yeah.
had all of that. You were looking for something while I was talking.
The PSVR2 sales list. I just couldn't find
So they
it.
already so a lot of people, if you don't have you haven't seen the last podcast, we talked about how PlayStation was kind of upset and put kind of like they should have just I know people were going to find out about this, but they were like, yeah, we're going to sell 2 million units, and they didn't. It was like a
Yeah, they're a
half
little upset
million
this
shy. And then
year.
it's like, come
Still,
on,
it's an amazing.
you still did a crap ton of sales. It's like, it's not hurting. It's like, sorry that the PlayStation 5 is still newish. It is still very hard to get. I maybe see one in a blue moon at
I'm
Target.
jealous. They have Resident Evil 4 on there for VR. I'm upset. I don't get Resident Evil 4.
So here's the thing with PlayStation that a lot of people don't know yet is that the
Bullshit.
good thing about PlayStation exclusive games is that even though it's exclusive to their VR headset right now, I guarantee in a year it'll be pushed out to Steam.
Yeah, but I don't want to wait a year. I want my VR too, dang it.
Then buy a PSVR 2 and play it on the
No.
PlayStation.
They have it on a Quest as well, but I'm not buying a Quest.
You should. They're great.
No.
Yeah, I want to play that too. They have Resident Evil 4?
Yeah, they have Resident Evil 4 for VR.
I thought they got a newer one. 'Cause I played the
That,
Resident
that
Evil
there
4 on
is
Quest has been out
the
for a
res.
while.
Yeah.
I thought they made
They
the
got the same
Village.
one. Yeah, they have Resident Evil Village is on there, but I'm not excited to play that one. I don't care
Oh,
about that one.
I thought that's the new one they just released up for
Nope.
PSVR. I
So
mean
the t
PSVR, not P.
I want to get PSVR 2 ranked list.
So once you find that, then we're gonna go away from the news, and we're just gonna talk about the games we've been playing.
All right, so the best PSVR 2 games so far, the top, well, I'll read the top like five. Gran Turismo 7 is number one. It got a 10 out of 10 from this website that I'm looking at, godisageek.com. And then Zombieland Headshot Fever Reloaded for its VR arcade style. Startenders are good. It's intergalactic bartending. That's pretty funny. No Man's Sky is up there too. And then Resident Evil Village is fifth.
Yeah, a lot of people like No Man's Sky. I might get that on Steam.
You should get it. You should get try to get Horizon Call of the Mountain. Because I know you went. Did you got a PSVR 2, right?
No.
No, I thought you said you were going to. What happened?
I bought my gaming laptop.
Oh yeah, that's right. Adult stuff.
Yeah, so I bought my gaming laptop because I thought I broke my other laptop. Remember I told you, I was like, hey, we're gonna have to stop for a little
That's
bit. And then I
right.
go, guess what? I just spent a crap ton of
I've
money.
fixed it.
So, let's talk about some gaming really quick, because I know you wanted
Oh.
to talk about your game that you've been playing.
Yeah, I absolutely love After the Fall.
So
Oh my goodness.
did you just now discover After the Fall?
Well, yeah, I finally got money after doing adult stuff and like taking care of grandparents. I'm like, oh,
You could
I
have
have
told me.
money for
I would have
myself.
bought you After the Fall.
Nah, dude, it's all good. But I love After the Fall. I love the gun system. I love the way that it works, like motion wise. Like it feels very good.
Got a question for you
Even
then.
okay.
Do you play load it yourself, or do you do the loading for you?
Oh, of course, loading myself.
Okay. I was making sure that you're real
And I
gaming.
get four, and I get 40% extra damage. Count me in. The
It's
there is
cheaper.
I did tell you though, it's finicky. Like sometimes the mag won't want to go in the gun, and so you gotta wiggle it, the mag away from the gun.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like intentional or if it's like, hey, go fuck yourself. I think it's hey, go fuck yourself. You
So I
get it
might buy
wrong.
the actually, you know, I might be able to. Is it on Steam?
Yeah,
Okay, so.
29
But I feel
or something.
like if I buy it on Steam so I can play it in PC VR, I'll probably lose all my progress, won't I?
You will. However, I could carry you.
I
I could
have a
bring you
lot of
guns and stuff
stuff.
too.
I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of grindy. I like it about it. The grindiness of it doesn't feel bad either. Like it's basically the game it's akin to is Left 4 Dead.
They had
That's
a
pretty.
recent
It's
update.
Left 4 Dead. It's Left 4 Dead with like customability to your
Do
guns.
you have you so they just had a like a literally like a last update was when they pushed the game to they upgraded because it was already on PlayStation VR, and then they did an upgrade to PSVR 2, and a lot of people got the free upgrade. And with that upgrade as well, they had a new update as well for the game, which brought in a lot of cool content. And how's the multiplayer going? Is it still is because you I tried to do multiplayer and like no
It's
one plays
good.
it.
It's a little glitchy. It's a little glitchy, don't get me wrong. But otherwise, it's really good. Like
Yeah, I liked it.
they like I said, it's basically Left 4 Dead, and it's really good at what it does. I'm surprised at how well it does.
I thought you were getting into Escape for Tarkov. Escape for Tarkov.
Yeah, he goes from Tabor, you mean?
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah, I was. Someone said Escape from Pavlov, and ever since he put that, ever
It's
since
the same
Dead
thing. It's the
Pixel
same.
put that in my head, I just have not been thinking the same. So, anyways, Ghost of
Escape from
Tabor.
Pavlov is really good Dead
We're gonna have
Pixel.
to
Thank you
team
very
up. We're gonna
much.
have to team up together. We're gonna have to run some
Yeah,
teams.
fair enough. The game is still at its early stages. I'm excited for more, but right now it's kind of like it's
Oh,
great. It's like
have you been on the
it's
island?
no, not yet. That's what I haven't been excited. I've been excited. I haven't been able to play. Okay.
Dude, I spent almost like 12 hours on that island.
God damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, I told you, Saturday and Sunday, I played the game for over 12 hours,
I have
and
been really into Battlefield 2042 recently.
dude, Tabor
I
is
like
freaking
fly
awesome.
I like flying the helicopters in 2042. It's so buttery
There's a new
smooth. It
helicopter.
feels good.
There's a new plane game coming out. If you go, like, again, I
No,
like.
I don't like the I don't I'm not into that first person stuff.
Okay, I was
I
about to
like
say there's a
the
new game
third
coming for that.
person mouse keyboard, like gee, you know.
So also, I want to say something.
Oh
I'm gonna
boy.
get a lot of flack for saying this. Hopefully, no one.
Oh no.
So
Oh no.
I'm kind of disappointed.
With?
What's that game? What is the game called? What's that game
The
that was they
so
had the
the
Miami
one we talked
event?
about?
Veil.
Oh, Veil.
I'm disappointed in Veil.
Yeah, I could have told you that one. I don't like Veil.
So
It was a good one-off, I'll put it that
here
way.
let me here's the thing, here's the thing. I bought it. I went ahead,
Yep.
bought it. I didn't notice I could get it for a discount. I could have got it for $10. I paid the $20, so whatever.
Get fucked.
Yeah, whatever. That was my fault for not, looking around. But I told a Tropical would be one of my very first games I would experience when I got PC VR. So I held up to my promise and I got it. It was the very first game that I purchased on Steam. And I go out there.
Welcome to the Steam Club.
I went there. It's a beautiful game when you load in. I like the sounds, I like the interaction, I like their shooting range, I like the guns so you can literally I sat there and shot all the guns for probably for about
Did you
30
find the secret
minutes.
guns? There's secret weapons and secret grenades.
No, I have not found that, but all I did was put the main guns right there and I walked around for a little bit.
Dead Pixel. Dead Pixel.
What?
How dare you not tell us what it is? We will broadcast it if you bring it
Yeah, you
here
can
and
come
you
on the
come onto the
podcast
show.
and yeah, you can come on the show and talk about your new game. So, but here's the
Dare.
thing. I went to go find a lobby. No one's playing the game.
Yeah, they usually have hot spots. It's usually on the weekends. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, but the thing is
Yeah.
that someone was playing on Steam, and so but then I went in there and I go, so do you guys just sit at private lobbies? No one gets in there? They're just like, well, if you sit into a random room, someone will eventually see you.
Yeah, that's honestly,
And I'm just like,
unfortunately,
I don't
it's
want to
their
do that at
matchmaking.
all. I don't want anyone stealing my idea. Well, what we're saying is start making it. Make your idea into reality,
And then we could host you.
and then we'll host you. We'll bring you on here. You can be our guest, talk about your game like we do for everybody.
Before I start the game. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Oh yeah. You don't want to be stealing ideas. You don't want to be like me and get free ideas out on podcasts like I do. I love
Yeah,
giving out free
never.
ideas.
He never does that. Never.
I have a
Not a single
brilliant
time.
game idea, like
Another one.
a
Okay.
brilliant game idea. You already know what it is. I'm not gonna say it
Golf in
on
space.
Golf in Space. Dude,
So it's like a
they had an
that's
app
a
like
terrible
that.
idea though.
They
It's a
had
terrible idea because in zero G, your ball's just gonna miss the hole and it's gonna go.
nope. Because they made a phone app that I used to play Golf in Space, and every hole you'd have these different planets, and how big they were, they had different gravity poles. So you had
Okay,
to like
that
go
makes
around, and
sense. I'm
you had to
saying
land on it to get
saying
all in it.
space, not planets. Space, not planets. There's a difference.
How do you get
Space is a.
the planet? You're in space.
I'm waiting for EFP to die. Escape from Pavlov. Oh, fair enough. Well, you don't have to wait for it to die. You can still continue to support it, but maybe put it on the afterburner. You don't have to continually have
What's
it worked on.
EFP?
Escape from Pavlov. He's the person who made the map and
Escape
control.
from Pavlov?
Yes, so it is a Escape from Tabor like, but it was based off of Escape from Tarkov.
So when he first said that, I thought he was talking about the game Pavlov.
It is the game Pavlov. It is a custom map made by Dead Pixel,
Oh, he
who
made
made
it.
the he made it, yes. He
Oh.
made the yep. It's a very great system, the way he does it.
So you know Dead Pixel.
I do not know him personally, but I do know him like throughout the community. I've
Okay.
met him.
Should I buy Pavlov on Steam?
Yes. Yes.
I like
Yes.
Pavlov.
You could be on my Pavlov Pro team.
I'll do it.
We have a spot open.
I'll do it. I'm very good at Pavlov.
We're number three right now. Number three or four.
You,
I don't know.
if you really want me to,
You got so excited. You really want me to.
I'll do it right now. I'll go download it right now.
Gotta
Because
be good.
I played the Quest version, Shaq, and
We are
so
fourth in league right now with my team.
yeah, dude, I'll definitely download Pavlov, and then
Try it
I'll play
out,
with you.
see how you like it.
But like, why is Shaq free, but Steam Pavlov costs money?
I don't know. Don't ask me that question. Your team
Did
does not suck, Dead Pixel. You guys have different strengths.
Did they make PlayStation play? Does it cost on
Yes,
PlayStation?
there is a league for PSVR, which will be compatible with PC VR eventually. However, in the current way that it's being held, PC VR or PSVR 2 has its own league at the moment. But whenever it comes cr compatible, the leagues will merge, from what I understand.
Who runs the league? Is it BCL?
VRML. VRML.
VRML?
Yes, they have a league currently.
What?
I think there's only like
When?
10 to when?
Like when did I didn't when did VRML pick up Pavlov? This year?
They've always had Pavlov.
What? I thought
This
that I thought
we're in
that
we're 11th season.
What?
11th.
I thought they only had
11th or
Onward.
12th. Nope. They have Echo, Onward, Pavlov,
They did
Blast
have
On,
Echo.
Ultimex,
Rest in peace.
Snapshot, and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Contractors, Onward.
They have contractors? When did they get
Don't know how big it
contractors?
is. I've a while, dude. Let's see. Standings. It'll tell us what season
Because
they're in.
Real has
They're in season
contractors.
two. They're in. Oh, that's 2019. Oh, they dropped it.
Okay, I was wondering because Real has contractors now.
Yeah, I think they dropped it probably, if I had to guess.
Okay. So yeah, I'll definitely get it on Steam. I'll play it, but yeah. Other than that, I played Ghosts of Tabor a lot this week. Breachers
I
is
got a couple. I got a couple games for you to try out. Breachers, you're talking about them?
broke right now. So
How bad?
bad.
The bots? Yeah, I heard about some of the bot lag, or not bot lag, but the bots breaking lobbies or something like that,
Oh no,
right?
so I don't know what happened. They
I'll be
went
right back.
from okay. So oh I was
Keep
trying to
going, I
think.
can hear you.
Okay, I was about to say I was like this was for you that I was talking to you. So anyway, so Breachers basically what happened, they had a new update. They added some good quality of life changes, which was cool. But they had issues already where bots were like for some reason it would show 9 out of 10, but the bot was like still weirdly there and but not there. So it'd just be 9 out of 10 and that lobby was like got to the point where it was like 8 out of 10 and no one can join it. And so those are broken. Those just stayed there forever. Like even when the lobby closed, when it came back, it would still be the same number. It would still be broke. And so they kind of fixed that. And so the only way they fixed that was like take away all the lobbies that were broke, didn't fix the lobbies, the servers, and just lessen the servers. So like when I get onto that game, I have to wait a solid 10 minutes before someone leaves so I can play. And that's the biggest issue. And then for some reason, there's an area on there where you cannot see high ping. And even though I don't have the high ping not checked to see high ping because I don't want to see it anyways, I'm still seeing high ping. I'm seeing things from like Singapore. I'm seeing all their.
Thank the Lord, I do not play currently.
And the worst part is a lot of people even halted playing scrimmages right now because for some
It's
reason.
next to impossible,
Well,
dude.
yeah, I mean, we scram. It's a pain in the ass. Well, now, especially with not having any servers, no one wants to leave their game anymore because they're just like, if I leave, I can't find a freaking game.
Yeah.
So that's one problem because they lessen the servers. And I have something to say when after I get done with my spiel. But then now, when you load in, you can hear your footsteps so loud, your own footsteps. But here's
Is
the
that a good
thing,
thing?
you can't hear anyone else's footsteps.
What?
No one, yeah. So I can literally go from start, breach in as quick as possible, run through their door as fast as possible, and they will not hear me, and I can just blast them instantly and not have to go stealth. Yeah.
Pain.
And dude, hearing in
They're
that
gonna
game
fix
is the
it.
biggest thing possible.
Don't get me wrong, they're gonna fix it eventually. But like, oh,
No,
come
they
on,
should have
man.
done. No, it should have been a hot fix, and they should have fixed it this weekend. They put a thing on there, be excited for more. So I think they're waiting for. I think they have another patch coming on Thursday, or they might push the game to beta, or I don't know. They
They'll
have
update and then push it to beta, maybe. I don't
something.
know,
They said
but.
that something exciting, but like it is an issue. But here's the thing that I wanted to say before you say something is that. I'm complaining a lot because I love the game and I'm passionate for it, but I and a lot of people need to understand that the game's in alpha. So,
We can't complain too much, but we like to complain because we love it. We want
exactly.
to see it do better. We want to see it do better. We don't want to
Because
see it
it's going to be probably the
worse.
best game of 2023.
I think there's going to be a lot of great games,
No, I'm not.
hopefully.
I said one of them. I said one of them. Because here's my list of best games of 2023. Okay, you ready for this?
I got you. I got you. We got the same
Ghost of
list. But
D'Bor.
you're gonna yeah, exactly. That was number one. Ghost of War.
Ghost of
I've
D'Bor.
got. Hopefully, if Pavlov updates, it will continue to be my
Hey,
favorite,
wait,
but it's
question
not
about
updating.
Pavlov. Has Dave added a spectator mode yet?
There's always been a spectator mode.
Maybe just not
It's
Shaq. Maybe not Shaq then.
maybe not Shaq. No, I
Okay.
don't think maybe not Shaq, but Pavlov, if it continues to update and continues to be thriving, they said they were going to, but I don't know how quick it's going to be. This game, Breachers. That we were just talking about. I think they're like, what's that game we just talked about 2 months ago? Wandering in Space. Wandering in
I still
Space
need to try that.
has a very good start. I just hope they take it and run with
They
it.
just opened up their multiplayer.
Yeah, I know, but I hope they take it and run with it because it's really good. And then Contractors, I think Contractors has a really good mod base. And I think that'll be still one of the top few right now.
Yeah, Dead Pixel. I will get on that PC swag for sure. I'll definitely buy it on
I already
Steam.
told him.
I'm buying it on Steam and I'll play it.
Pavlov has good but bad footstep audio because somebody can be behind me and they could be full sprinting and I can't hear them, even though, nothing's happening. It's hit or miss sometimes. It's weird. I don't understand it. Maybe it's just the textures that people walk on, but like Pavlov does have great audio for the most part, except for when it starts glitching out for gun sounds. If there's too many gun sounds, the audio just stops. It's just it's weird.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Pavlov. It's got a good ecosystem. It's probably got the best VR ecosystem out, I would say.
What do you mean by ecosystem?
Like
Because like
the way that you purchase guns and everything, and like how you have to actually, like, when you look at team-based playing and you look at eco, right? Like how you got to save up to make sure that your team can successfully get like your best weapons during.
I think it can be, I think it needs minor adjustments, but I think he does pretty good at what he
Yeah,
has it
well, yeah, I'm
as.
just saying, like, you can have hurt rounds and still not be completely fucked, you know? Not as bad,
Depends.
but not as
Depends.
bad as breaches right now. Like, if you are just like your team's getting
Oh,
wiped,
if you screw up,
there
it's
is no
done.
like. And here's the thing though, is that the good thing about Pavlov when it comes to their eco, and not only just their eco but their guns alone, is that even though you don't get the gun that you want, most of those guns
It's effective. Yeah, it will
effective and
still.
comparable. But right now
Yeah.
in Breachers, a freaking Omen to a Vezin ratio is
It's
just so
nothing, yeah.
uncomparable. And so that's it. But I tried contractors. I got contractors on Steam. That was
Try Contractor Star Wars mod. Oh my God, I love it. If you played Star Wars Battlefront 2, not the new one, the old one. Oh, it gives me such a man-child happiness. Oh,
I'm still waiting for them to be sued. I'm
play the Star Wars
surprised
mod.
Disney hasn't sued them yet.
It's because it's not an official mod. Unless they fully support it, like, hey, this is our mod now, they'll never get in trouble for it.
They just officially freaking announced that they took on the zombies.
So, zombies is zombies. Like, everybody mods zombies. So, like,
Dude,
I don't
but you
know.
make full size scale map of the very first freaking zombies in Call of Duty. Same
That would be
mystery
a mod.
box.
That the is that made by them, or is that made by a modder in their
It was made
community?
by a modder.
Well,
But
then there you go. That then they have plausible deniability.
they're
Plausible
putting it on their
deniability right
update
there.
screen.
And that means that they're endorsing the mod as the favorite mod.
Oh, that's true, dude. You're
Plausible
treading on some light waters,
deniability.
man. You're on some
Plausible
light
deniability.
water. Gosh dang it. But anyways, we're on past our hour.
Yeah, we took a little while to load in though, so I think we're
We're at an
finishing up
hour
now
three.
though.
Hour three.
Ah, all right.
Yeah,
Well,
I see it right there. The live
we did
button.
good. We did good.
We did good. We did. So I'm gonna try and get a guest on for next week. I don't know who yet. I might try and get Scott to come on, but he's busy as shit. But I definitely want to talk about the game.
Yeah,
Like
because
I,
Scott has March something. Scott's got his
yeah, he's got his watch
event.
party.
I can't go to it.
You don't have to.
Oh.
It'll be streamed too. You can watch it live.
Well, no, I wasn't going there I wanted to be there to meet all the people,
Yeah,
not just, watch it.
so did I, but I couldn't get my wife to agree to go with me, so I'm just like, whatever.
Responsibilities.
Like, whatever. But anyways, we'll try and get someone on. I've been trying to get on Divine Duel. I've been trying to get them to come on. I've been trying to get Scott back on. And then a few other people that I want to get on. Also,
Dead Pixel, I'm gonna hit you up later. I don't know when exactly, but if you wanted to talk about a lot of Pavlov stuff, because I know you've been a part of the community for a very long time, if you want to talk about your escape from Pavlov or anything else, please feel
or
free.
since Dave's team is small, and Dave, I don't, he just, I think last time I tried to talk to him, he ignored me to come on here, which he's just, I get it, he's just busy guy.
He's busy with
We've
PSVR2 stuff,
never just
man.
talked about Pavlov, so I would love to have you on as a modder of theirs that's been known in the community to come on and talk one about Pavlov, the future of Pavlov, and then how you get into modding and stuff. I would love to do that. So talk to us about
Lot of
that.
Unreal Engine.
Huh?
A lot of Unreal Engine. That's what a lot of them use.
Did they just recently switch to Unreal?
Yeah, we will be going to Unreal 5 with the next update pushed out.
Now, what will Unreal 5 like will affect anything? What
That
be
wouldn't be
will
a
there be a
Dead Pixel
graphic update?
question.
Will there will there
Yeah,
is there gonna be a
it's a
graphic
graphic.
update?
Yeah, it's a graphic update from what I understand.
But like
And it should run buttery smooth, technically. He says possibly. Yeah, Dead Pixel would know better.
so
Possibly.
Unreal 5, so it's like
We're running on Unreal 4 right now.
I know
So when we
that,
go
but
to.
is there any headset that could truly run the capabilities of Unreal 5?
No, nothing can. I
Not
mean,
even high-end, not a lot of high.
full capability, no. Will it help with a lot of the streamlining? Probably. If
Yeah.
it's a hit or miss. I don't
Well,
know. I haven't played.
why is that? Why have a lot more VR and this would be my
Why
last
have
question.
more capabilities? That's what it
Because a
probably
lot of
boiled down
people
to.
were going Unity, which Unity's free and it has its own tools and stuff, but then you have Unreal, which is its own services, or you just make the game, from scratch yourself, which is even harder, build your own engine. But you got Unreal, but like a lot of the games now are starting to go Unreal.
Probably because of the services that they
You
offer.
think so? I mean, it's paid services, so.
Yeah, like Dead Pixel said, there's a lot of capabilities. It doesn't mean it'll
Yeah.
be used. Yeah.
So, other than that, you have anything to end the show with?
I think that I want to see the Deckard come out within the next 2 months. I think it'll kill the
Oh,
market.
that's.
It will kill the market. Mark my words.
Is the Decker gonna be
I will be
wireless?
buying it brand new. I think it's gonna do what HTC Vive did. I think it's gonna come in tethered. However, you could buy the separate module to be wireless.
What price are you looking at?
I would shoot at a 200. I'd pay 200
$200?
if it can do 120 hertz, 120
$200 for
FPS.
the
Wait,
headset?
hold up. Wait. Listen.
Way too cheap.
100.
Crazy.
No, 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 no. $200 for the module for the
Oh, I
headset.
thought you meant the freaking headset. I'm like,
I
what?
think the headset's gonna come out at probably dollar value 1200, maybe 11. It's
Okay.
gonna be high. It's gonna be an extra 100 or two on top of the index, but it'll have obviously the better capabilities. But I would think that if they did kind of like HTC, the module is going to be about $200 because it's going to be a battery pack, and on top of that, it's going to be a wireless transmitter and receiver. So, if it can run 120 hertz, I will be getting it because 120 hertz is very good compared to 90 in difference. And it does make a very big difference from 90 to 120. Like it's visually different.
But
Like
here's the
it.
thing, it's not the headset that can't run 120, it's the developer who's not setting it to 120.
Unless they create it to where it can run 120.
I know, but here's the thing, like it's not your headset that's not your head, like my headset can go to 120.
No. I mean, I want it to work hardware wise where it can run 120 natively. Like the what is it? Oh God, please say the name of your headset.
Oculus?
Oculus, yeah, the Oculus Quest 2. Yeah, I know it can go to 120, but it'll fry it.
Oh, it's not an Oculus,
I
it's a
want,
Meta. Fuck, for keep forgetting that.
but like I would like 120 hertz on a
Why not
mobile headset
144?
because 144 mobile probably wouldn't be the easiest to do with great FOV.
Because 144 is the like last hertz before your eyes just don't even see the difference anymore.
It is the last one, yeah.
Can
Reason
get
being.
higher. I mean, you can get higher than
You can get
144.
up to 244,
Yeah, but
244,
144,
250.
it's like physically.
144 is undiscernible after that.
Yeah. So,
That's
I mean,
why
120 is
I don't
fine. I'm
mind.
fine with 90. I'm fine with 90
All right,
now.
well, let's wrap up the
Yeah,
podcast.
bringing these
Next time.
questions next time.
Next
Next
time.
time. We got big boy jobs. We got to wake up early in the morning. But anyways, hope you all.
Tomorrow's my Friday. I'm just
Oh
happy to
my
be here, man.
oh my gosh, shut up. Get out of here.
Ready to drink.
I'm gonna go buy Pavlov and then
We will play. We will play.
tomorrow?
Tomorrow we will stream.
Tomorrow, what time?
I don't whatever.
Okay, and then also
Nine, nine.
talking about that. You got your stream up now? You streaming
Yeah,
now?
I got this. Yeah. Oh, I'm not streaming. I have the YouTube stream up.
No. Are you gonna be streaming? Like I'm talking about like people
Yeah,
that
I will be
watch.
streaming. My stream does work
Okay.
currently.
Okay,
I have multiple streams of our Pavlov professional games, if you want to call it Pro League.
So go and check out Cuss's stream. I have his Twitch in the link in the description. I am leaving the YouTube stuff here because I think that I built this up enough to where I can go back to my Twitch. There's certain functions that I want from my Twitch again, like the alert boxes and stuff are nice, and then also Twitch. It's a lot easier to save VODs and stuff. I definitely miss saving videos on like super quick. And then also
Yeah,
I've
I love that
noticed,
about Twitch.
yeah, and
Which is
also
going to be stepping down, though, supposedly, with this new app. Well, next time.
what?
I got you. Next time. We
Okay.
got to talk about.
Okay. But anyways, so I will be removing all of the live stuff because I've also noticed that the live videos, since I stream every day and we only do this podcast once, is that even though I have these set up in libraries, the libraries aren't always seen. So when people come in, they just see a whole bunch of live stuff, and our retention of our older shows have gone down. So I'm gonna remove those so then only people see the podcast and then things that I upload from other individuals from our team, because this is gonna be back to only being podcast and have it clips. I think that's just a clean way we should do it moving forward and not just seeing my beautiful face. If you want to see my beautiful face, you can go link in the description and watch me on Twitch on by Geraltzee.
Yes, our personals. Yes.
Yeah, and so that's the way I want to do it. I think that's a good direction. And then people join our Discord. If I go back to this screen right here,
Check out all the links in our
links
description.
in the description. Here are all of our people that we are affiliated with. We only have people on here that we affiliate because we enjoy them. Join the Discord and then tell us about this podcast. Tell us, or in the description, we'll read the comments
Yes,
as
give us
well.
feedback.
Give us feedback on what you want. I will be updating this now that I have a better computer to doing better and greater things. Like I will have the chat on here next time. Is there a way, before I leave, and this is the last time I asked, is there a way to keep the chat up there instead of just slowly disappearing?
Yeah.
Okay, I need to find a way to do that because I
You
have.
right click it and you adjust it. There's a way to do it.
So if I even go to. I was
Afterwards,
gonna do it
though,
now
we'll
and
know where.
pop up all of Dead Pixel's comments.
Nah, it's not good. It's afterwards. We'll do it later.
You guys got the intro again. All right, whatever. We'll end this. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next Monday at normal time again, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern,
Yeah. Boom.
and maybe see a guest, and then go watch. Cuss and I tomorrow play Pavlov. We'll have a good time.
Yes.
So, wave at the screen. Say
Have a
bye-bye.
good one.
Have a good
Laters.
one. Thanks for everyone watching. See y'all next week.